Jude.
Book of Jude. Nasa aklat tayo ng Jude. Pinag-aaralan natin. And verse number 2. Jude verse number 2. Bible says, "Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied." So kung tagalogin natin ang Bible, ang sabi ng Bible, kawaan ang sa inyo at kapayapaan at pag-ibig naway paramihin. So we're in the book of Jude, and sometimes I like to do a timeline para maunawaan nyo ang book pinag-aaralan natin. And so I'm going to share with you an outline of the book of Jude to kind of help you see the big picture. So Jude, also known as Judas, comes from the name of the tribe in the Old Testament, Judah. And the name Jude means praise. Praise. Pag sinabing Jews, that comes from the name Jews. So Jews come from Judah. That makes sense. And the name means praise. So sa aklat ng Jude, meron tayong outline. So if we're going to do Jude, the book of Jude, we can divide it into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sections here. We begin with the greetings, or your salutation. Salutation, verses 1 and 2. Yan yung greetings, verses 1 and 2. And then, we begin with exhortation. That'll be verse number 3. Exhortation. Tapos, admonition. Dalawa ang bahagi ng admonition. From verses number 4 to 14, ito yung fast judgments. Past judgments, yung mga nakaraan. Re-review ni Jude yung mga nangyari sa Old Testament. At kung ano ang mga nangyari doon, pag-aaralan natin pagdating natin dito sa admonition. Tapos, from verse number 15, verses 15 at saka 16, future judgments. He talks about future judgments. That section. Tapos, yung last section naman dito, benediction. Benediction. Alam mo yung ibig sabihin ng benediction? Blessing. Pag sinabi ng after the church service, sasabihin ng pastor usually, may the Lord bless you, you are dismissed. Yung bless you, yun ang benediction. Pag binasa mo, alimbawa, yung, tingnan mo yung Jude, look at Jude, verse number 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. Benediction yon, blessing. So that's where, that would be verse, that's verse 24 and 25. There's verses number 17, 24 to 23. Verse 17 to 23, sa affirmation. Affirmation. Okay? So the book of Jude has 5 sections. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 divisions ang book of Jude. And dito tayo ngayon sa salutation. At nandito tayo, we've been here for 3 weeks now. And this is our 3rd week in the salutation. And so we're just taking our time to study the book of Jude so that we can see what is God's plan. So, bakit nagsulat si Jude ng liham? Para magbigay ng babala sa atin patungkol sa
Huwag tayong tumalikod sa pananampalataya. Huwag natin pabayaan ang pananampalataya. At may mga parating na mga false teachers na parating na gusto nilang tanggalin tayo sa pananampalataya o iwasak yung pananampalataya natin. And sa kanila, meron silang hatol sa Diyos na haharap sa kanila balang araw. And so, this is Jude's letter to the churches and to Christians. Of course, Christians are in New Testament immersionist assemblies, yung New Testament churches. Now, tingnan mo ang verse number 2. Nandito tayo sa salutation, sa greetings. Verse number 2. Mercy unto you, and peace, and love be multiplied. I want to speak to you tonight, this afternoon, concerning the three graces of God. God's three grace na pwede mong ipag-pray sa buhay mo. You can pray for this. This is something that you ought to go to God for. And ask God to multiply these grace in your life. You should be able to do that. Lord, multiply mercy unto me. Multiply peace in my life. Multiply love in my heart. Multiply these grace in my life. It's good to pray this kind of prayer. So, this is what we're going to look at. Titingnan natin ano itong tatlong ito. What is mercy? What is peace? What is love? Alright? So, yan ang bibigyan nating pansin. Now, we begin with mercy. Mercy. Ibig sabihin ng mercy sa Tagalog, awa. Awa. O kaawaan. O kahabagan. Kahabagan. So, ang awa ng Diyos ay dulot ng kanyang kabutihan. God's mercy is based upon His goodness. God's mercy is based upon His goodness. Look at Psalm 33, verse number 5. Psalm 33, verse number 5. Psalm 33, verse number 5. Bible says, He loves righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Ang awa ng Diyos ay dulot ng kanyang kabutihan. Nasa katangian ng Diyos ang kanyang awa at kabutihan. Likas sa karakter ng Diyos ang awa. It is a natural attribute of God to be merciful. His goodness comes from His attribute. That is who He is. Now, go over to Exodus chapter 34. Exodus chapter 34. I want you to notice this. When God described Himself, He chose to disclose Himself and describe Himself more about His mercy than His anger. Look at Exodus chapter 34. Anong page ang Exodus 34? 55. Page 55. Okay? Exodus chapter 34 and verse number 6. Now, pansinin natin dito yung mga katangian ng Diyos. At bilangin mo yung mga positive na katangian ng Diyos versus negative na katangian ng Diyos. Now, if you look at this list of attributes of God, you're going to notice there are some positive attributes and there are some negative attributes. But if you compare God's positive attributes to His negative attributes, you will find that God is way more positive than He is negative. Look at Exodus chapter 34 and verse number 6. Let's read there. Okay, bilangin natin yung mga positives niya, okay? And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, dalawa yon, long-suffering, tatlo, abundant in goodness and truth, lima.
keeping mercy for thousands. 6, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. 7, 7 positive traits. Oh, pagpatuloy natin. And that will by no means clear the guilty. Yo, negative yun. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon their children. Dalawang negative yun. Okay, so 2 negatives, pero ilang positives? 7 positives. Do you see how merciful God is? That God reveals himself with 7 positive attributes compared to 2 negative attributes. Ang Diyos ay higit na maawain kaysa sa mapaghusga. Yan ang Panginoong Diyos natin. God is way more forgiving than he is interested in judging. Now, God will judge, but I think the Lord would rather forgive than judge. Ang awa ng Diyos ay nagdudulot yan ng tulong para sa atin. It is God's mercy, listen carefully, it is the mercy of God that enables us to approach Him and have Him be our helper. Dahil sa awa ng Diyos, pwede tayong lumapit sa Kanya at humingi ng tulong at umasa ng tulong sa Kanya. So think of all the attributes of God. Somewhere in that list, you ought to look for mercy because His mercy enables us to approach Him. You know, God will never forget you and God will never forsake you. That's the mercy of God. The mercy of God. He'll never forsake you. So, hindi tayo makakalimutan ng Panginoon. Palagi niya tayong tutulungan. Bakit? Maawain ng Panginoon. Mercy. The mercy of God. Ang isang magulang, kapag binigyan siya ng Diyos ng isang anak, kung matino ang magulang na yan, palagi niyang aalalahanin at aalalayan ang kanyang anak. No matter what, a good parent will always take care of their child. A good parent will always love their children. No matter what, they will support that child and they will take care of that child if that parent is merciful and good. Now, how much more merciful is God? God will take care of His children. God always takes care. Gaano katagal tayo tutulungan ng Diyos? Habang buhay. If you receive the Lord as your Savior, you have the rest of your life, God will take care of you. And when you're done on earth, and you go to heaven, how long will God take care of you in heaven? All eternity. Indeed, God will help us. Our whole lifetime of help we can get because of the mercy of God. Kaya hindi dapat tayo magmalaki. Bagkus magpasalamat tayo dahil sa mercy of God. Are you alive? Because of the mercy of God. Are you healthy? Are you doing okay? For the mercy of God. It's the mercy of God. That He didn't call us home yet. It's the mercy of God. You know, every day is a testimony to the mercy of God. Dapat matagal na tayong tinanggal ng Diyos dahil sa kasalanan natin. We should have been wiped out by God long time ago. But because of the mercy of God, He allows us to exist and to move on. Pray for mercy. Matuto tayo na mag-pray at humingi tayo sa Kanya ng mercy. And it says in our text, mercy unto you be multiplied. Multiply, Lord, your mercies upon me. That's something you can pray about and you should pray about. Number two, peace, kapayapaan. Now, ang buong Trinity ay bahagi sa may bahagi sila sa kapayapaan. Ang Diyos Ama, tinatawag siyang God of Peace. Tingnan mo ang 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. Kaninang umaga, nasa 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 tayo. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 23. Look at how God the Father is presented to us. The whole Trinity is involved in our peace. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23. Anong page?
660.
Yes, 660. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. And the very God of peace, that's the Father. He is the God of peace. Eh si Jesus Christ, yung Son, ano naman siya? Naalala ninyo yung Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6? He is the Prince of Peace. Eh paano naman yung Holy Spirit? Oh, the Holy Spirit produces fruit, spiritual fruit. Love, joy, and peace. Isa pala sa mga spiritual fruitfulness ng Banal Espiritu, yung peace. And so you see the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity, working peace in our lives. Ang ligtas lamang po ang nakakaranas ng tunay na peace. Yung peace na nararanasan ng hindi ligtas ay hindi talaga tunay na peace. Kapag may kapayapaan ng hindi ligtas, dulot ho yan ng kamangmangan. Kasi hindi nila alam ang kanilang huling wakas. Kung alam nila ang kanilang huling wakas, tatakbo sila sa Panginoon. Lalapitan nila ang Panginoon at hihingi sila ng awa sa Diyos. Pero dahil hindi nila alam ang kanilang huling wakas, mapayapa sila sa mundong ito. Wala akong gagawing problema. Mag-inom na lang, sayaw, magpaaliw. Pero hindi nila alam ang kanilang huling wakas. Now, ang Kristiyano, siya lang ang may tunay na kapayapaan. Tunay na kapayapaan na dulot ng pagsasailalim sa Panginoong Hesukristo. You can have true peace in this world by submitting yourself to Jesus Christ. Submitting yourself brings peace. Look at John chapter 16. Go over to John chapter 16 and verse number 33. John chapter 16, verse number 33. Anong page in John 16?
601.
Tingnan mo, 601. John chapter 16 and verse 33. Listen to the powerful words of Jesus Christ. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world, itong maasahan natin sa mundo, ye shall have tribulation. Sa mundo, kung gusto mong mabuhay para sa mundo, maaasahan mo kaguluhan, kagipitan, kahirapan. But be of good cheer, Christian. Jesus said, I have overcome the world. And you can have the peace of God. Sa gitna ng magulong mundo, pwede kang magkaroon ng kapayapaan. You can have the peace of God in your heart. Naranasan mo na ba yung peace of God na kahit nasa kagipitan ka, hindi mo ma-explain, pero binigyan ka ng kapayapaan ng Panginoon? Oh my, the peace. Kung nais mo ng kapayapaan, huwag mong labanan ang Diyos. Labanan mo ang kasalanan. If you want peace, don't fight God, fight sin. I'll say it again, if you want peace in your life, stop fighting God and start fighting sin instead. And you will know the peace of God that passes understanding. Oh, the peace. Do you pray for peace?
Peace. Kapayapaan. Tama? kapayapaan.
Peace be multiplied unto me. Ito yung mga prayer request na biblical. Pastor, pray na bigyan ako ng awa ng Diyos. Na paramihin ng Diyos ang kapayapaan sa buhay ko. Pray for peace. Oh. And the third thing, mercy unto you and peace and love. Be multiplied, love. Pag-ibig. Now, ang pag-ibig ng Diyos ay pinakita sa atin nung ipinagkaloob ng Ama ang kanyang anak bilang sakripisyo para sa ating mga kasalanan at para sa ating kapakanan. We'll go over to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. It's so easy to say, God gave us His Son. But if you really think about how could God give us, offer to us His Son? So easy to say it. But would you sacrifice your loved ones for sinners who don't really care about you and don't pay attention to you? Scarcely, the Bible says, for a righteous man would give up his life for a friend. Scarcely. It's so easy to say it. God gave His Son. But it ought to just cause us to stop and think about how much does God love us. Look at 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 9. 1 John chapter 4. Anong page ng 1 John 4? 682. Okay? 682. 1 John chapter 4 verse number 9. In this was manifested the love of God toward us. How do you know God loves you? Here it is. Because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Sa palagay ko, kahit na nasa langit tayo, at kahit na tayo ay nasa kawalang hanggan, hindi natin tunay na mauunawaan ang pag-ibig ng Diyos. The love of God. You pray for love to be multiplied. Pag-ibig. Love to be multiplied in your life. Ang pag-ibig ng Diyos ay nagdudulot ng katwiran sa kaluluwa ng mananampalataya. The love of God establishes righteousness in the heart of the believer. The believer who is aware of the love of God, who's more sensitive to the love of God, lives for God. The believer who neglects the love of God, who forgets the love of God, backslides. Yun. Ang diferensya ng Kristiyano na mainit para sa Panginoon, naalala niya ang ginawa ng Panginoong Hesukristo para sa kanya. At yung Kristiyano na nanlalamig ay nakakalimutan niya na ang sakripisyo ng Panginoon para sa kanya. Now, naalala niyo yung story ng isang babae na umiyak at pinunasan niya yung paa at ulo ng Panginoon na kanyang buhok. At yung luha niya ang naging dahilan kung bakit nalinis niya yung paa ng Panginoong Hesukristo. Sabi ng lalaki, sabi niya, anong ginagawa ng babaeng ito? Ang sabi ng Panginoon sa kanya, na alam niya kung gaano kalaki ang kapatawaran ng Diyos sa buhay niya. Kaya nagagawa niya ito. Mas nararamdaman niya na mahal siya ng Diyos. God, she knows more of the love of God. And the love of God, ang lakas ng buhay Kristiyano ay base sa kaalaman at karanasan ng pag-ibig ng Diyos. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Anong 2 Corinthians 5? 645. Tingnan mo ang 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse number 14. Here's a principle in Scripture about the love of God. Listen to this carefully. 2 Corinthians 5:14. For the love of Christ constraineth us. Constraineth. Napipilitan tayo. Nagagawa natin maglingkod sa Diyos dahil sa pag-ibig ng Panginoong Jesucristo. The motivator for service is the love of God. Now, if you're going to serve the Lord, you're going to have to be motivated more than just attention, more than just accolades and acknowledgments, and good jobs and thank yous. No, we don't serve the Lord for those reasons. You know why we serve the Lord? Because we love the Lord. And the love of Christ constrains us. The love of Christ constrains us. Kaya ako, mangangaral ako, whether bayaran ako, hindi. Maglilingkod ako sa Panginoon. Marami man tayo, o konti lang tayo, hindi magbabago ang pangangaral at pagtuturo ng salita ng Diyos. Kasi, hindi ko naman ginagawa para sa marami. Ginagawa ko dahil mahal ko ang Panginoon. At ganun din kayo. We serve because we love Him. That's what God's love will do. Kaya pag binuhusan ka ng pag-ibig ng Panginoon, makikita yung fruit sa buhay mo. You will love others. You will learn to love the unlovely. Because you have the love of God constraining you. Kaya ang panalangin nga ni Pablo sa mga iglesia ng Thessalonica. Tingnan mo ang 2 Thessalonians 3, verse number 5. This is why Paul prayed this prayer for the Thessalonian church. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse number 5. Here's an apostolic prayer for a church. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 5. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. The Lord direct your hearts into the love of God. Magandang prayer yun. Na ito, patnubayan nawa ng Panginoon ang iyong mga puso sa pag-ibig ng Diyos at sa muling pagbabalik ng Panginoong Jesucristo. Now, Paul wanted the Thessalonican church to direct their hearts into the love of God. Because the more you love God, the more you will serve the Lord. And the best Christian workers is the worker who loves God. The worker who loves God. The Christian who loves the Lord. Hindi mo na pwede. Pag mahal ng tao ang Panginoon, hindi ka magtataka kung gagawa siya ng tama o mali. Kung mahal niya ang Panginoon, maaasahan mo gagawa siya ng tama. Eh yung tao na hindi nagmamahal sa Panginoon, kailangan bantayan. Kailangan sabihan. Kailangan turuan. Pero yung nagmamahal sa Panginoon, binibigyan sila ng karunungan ng banal na Espiritu ng Diyos. Kaya dapat tularan natin ang pag-ibig ng Diyos. Mahalin natin ang kapatiran at mahalin din natin yung mga hindi ligtas. Do you pray that way? Do you see how important this is? To pray for love to be multiplied? Tanong, are you finished loving? Meron ba tayong area of improvement na pwede natin gawin sa love natin? Can we love God more? Can we love the brethren more? Can we love the unsaved more? Yeah. Love is an area of improvement. And we need to pray for God to multiply love in our hearts. Love in our hearts. And so, mercy, peace, and love be multiplied. That's how we should pray this week. Really, that's how we should pray every day. This is a biblical prayer. Now, tinuruan tayo ni Jude, ganito pala tayo manalangin. So we should put this into practice. At tingnan natin kung we bless tayo ng Panginoon. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? It's good to be reminded about these grace of God, the grace of mercy and the grace of peace and the grace of love. I wonder if some of you would say, Pastor, I need God's mercy multiplied in my life. I wonder if you would say, Pastor, I need God's peace multiplied in my life. God bless you. Pastor, I need God's love multiplied in my life. Oh my. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for a wonderful reminder. We need your mercy. We need your peace. We need your love. I pray you multiply that, and that when you answer that prayer, we'll know it's from you. We love you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.